Tzaddik is only with the Rabbanim. The rice of the beetle beyond the saga. When I turn to Mabat Muhammad, that solves your whole problem. Exactly how does it solve your problem? So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there. Tosfos learns pshat that when you say kol chamira, we are mafke the chametz, the heavy hefker, we're mafke the chametz. And if the chametz doesn't belong to us, we don't violate by rabbi matzah because the pasuk says, the chametz doesn't belong to you, it's not by rabbi matzah. So when you're mabat the chametz, it means that you're mafke the chametz. It's not yours, and it is not by rabbi. The Ramban has a list of kashas against Tosfos. One of the kashas that he presents is that he quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that there are two brises that contradict each other. What is Takeh the Din? If there's Chomet Shal Hefke B'Shusi, am I in violation of Bal Yerai Bai Matzah? So one brise in the Yerushalmi says that there is Bal Yerai Bai Matzah. I mean, according to that Tana, the whole institution of Bitl Chomet doesn't exist. Bitl Chomet means Hefker. So if one Tana holds that you're in violation of Bal Yerai, if it's Hefker, so you see that it doesn't have to belong to you. So how can it be? How can it be that that's what such a famous idea, that in Torah, if you mevat l'chametz, that solves your problem. So if bitl means hefka, it doesn't solve all the problems. Then the Ramban has another, he has quite a few kashas on Tosfos. There's a Gemara later, that if a person mixed flour with water, we use matzah mel on Pesach. So matzah mel was baked already. So the Gemara says, once the matzah was baked already, you can have it soak in water as long as you want, and it's not going to turn into chametz. But when they bake the matzahs, they don't use matzah mel. They use Pesach dika flour. So that, if you let it sit long enough, that dough will turn into chametz. So the Gemara says, a fellow is sitting in the base medrash, and he forgot all about it. He mixed flour with water at home, and he's in the middle of a shiur, and he doesn't want to miss the shiur. So he has to go home in order to prevent it from becoming chametz. He has to go bake it quickly. So the Gemara says, let him... It's on Shabbat. So the Gemara said, let him rely on Bittel. Let him be Mevat L'chametz, and he won't be in violation of Bayi Rabbi Matzah. So the Ramban is bothered with Akasha. There's a Mishnah in the end of Beitzah that says on Shabbos and a Yontav, one is not permitted to do Mekach HaMemka, Gzeri Shem HaYichtov. Mishnah lists off a series of Gzeris de Rabbanon that they prohibited. So one of them is, you're not allowed to do Mekach HaMemka, Gzeri Shem HaYichtov. So the Ramban thinks that not only Mekach Mem, Gzeir V'Shem Yichtov, even to give him Anton and even to be Mapka something, is also Gzeir V'Shem Yichtov. So he's bothered with the Kasha. If Tosfos is right, that Bitl Chametz means Hefker, so how can the Gemara talk about the possibility of being Mavatl Chametz on Shabbos and Yontav? Isn't that a prohibition? Isn't that Gzeir D'Rabban? So that's the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, is that do we really accept that Ramban? Is Taka Osa to give him Anton on Shabbos and Yontav? Is it taka osa to be mafka on Shabbos Yantav? Also including Gzeir V'Shem HaYichtov. But it's interesting, so the Ramban doesn't agree with Tosfos that bitl means hefke. The Ramban thinks that Rashi is more correct, and the Rambam sounds like he also says like Rashi. The Rambam says that bitl chometz is, Rashi and the Rambam both write that bitl chometz is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbisu. It's not at all hefka. According to Tosfos, it's an Eitzah Teva. If you mevat l'chametz, he won't be in violation by your Rabbi Mos. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, this is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, and the Targum Onkelos says on the Pasuk Tashbisu, Tevatlun. So perhaps that's what he means. Perhaps the Targum Onkelos means if you mevat l'chametz, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. How is that? The Ramban has a famous line that the Torah prohibits us from eating or getting any hanoah. We, the machlekes hatanaim, or the chametz b'pesach is also b'hanoah. The accepted opinion is chametz b'pesach is also b'hanoah. So when we make a declaration before Pesach begins that we're going to follow the dinim and the Torah, we're not going to eat the chametz, we're not going to get any benefit from the chametz. As far as we're concerned, it's like afra di alma. You can't use it for any purposes. So that's the way we fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisa. One way to fulfill tashbisu is by destroying the chayfetz, either ein bir chametz el b'sreifo, hashbasasa b'chol dover, the machlekes hatanaim. And another way of fulfilling tashbisu is to make such a declaration, an oral declaration. I don't plan to eat it, I don't plan to gain any benefits from it, I'm not going to use it at all, it's ka'afra di'am. So that's the machlekes between Rashi, the Rambam and the Ramban on the one hand, and the Balei HaTosfos on the other hand. It's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, it could well be that the What motivated Rashi not to learn like the Balei HaTosfos is because Rashi has a shita later on the next daf, on daf Hamad Beis. The Gemara has that Rosha. So Rashi translates on Acherim, Kugon Shal Nochri, if the Chometz belongs to a Nochri. So if you would have asked me, nobody asked me, if you would have asked me, I would have said, of course the Chometz belongs to the Nochri. Which Jew is going to have Chometz? What do you mean? I'm going to have Chometz to another Jew on my Rishus? He's going to violate by Matzah. So they didn't ask me. So the Pnei Yeshua writes on the Rashi, and the Bir Agro writes on this Rashi in Shulchan Aruch Echos Pesach, that from the Rashi would appear that Shalchoyat Eroy Avalat Eroy Shalachem only applies if it's Chomet Shal Nochri. The Gemara has a brisa, if a Nochri comes into my home, and let's say someone comes in to fix something is broken, the Nochri comes in to fix it, he brings in a sandwich, that's not my responsibility. Chomet Shal Nochri Bishusi, I'm not in violation of anything. And from Rashi would appear, that's what the Pnei Yeshua and Vilna Gaon and other Acharonim all assume, Chomet Shal Yisrael Acher, I am in violation of Ba'i Rav Ba'i Matzah. So according to Rashi, there is no din that the Chomet has to belong to me in order to violate Ba'i Rav Ba'i Matzah. It's a din if it belongs to Nochri. It's not Ba'i Rav. So it could be that Rashi would hold like that Brisa that was quoted by the Ramban from the Yerushalmi, that Chomet Shal Hefki, you are in violation of Ba'i Rav Ba'i Matzah. There's no such halacha that it has to belong to you. So what is the din? Chomet Shal Yisrael Acher, you are in violation. It doesn't have to belong to me, but if it belongs to Nochri, it's not by Yerah, means if it belongs to a person, it belongs to an individual who's not Muzar on Bal Yerah by Matzah, the Nochrim don't have a mitzvah, they only have Shevin mitzvahs ben Erech, they don't have a din of Bal Yerah by Matzah. So if the Chametz belongs to Hegdish, Shalchoy Atarai, Valar Atarai, Shal Gavoya, if the Chametz belongs to Hegdish, Hegdish is a Bailim who's not Muzar on Bal Yerah by Matzah, and the Nochri is a Bailim who's not Muzar on Bal Yerah by Matzah. Chametz Shal Hefker, there is no Bailim at all. So it could be if Chomet Shal Hef, there would be Bal Yerah Ba'i Matzah, just like Chemtzel Shal Yisrael Acher. I remember when we were learning Pesachim, so Rav Soloveitchik said, the Or Chodesh has a kasha from a Rashi later. So he mentioned the Or Chodesh, I had this in mind, so I decided to buy an Or Chodesh. So I bought the Or Chodesh, the Pilpil Sefer on Pesachim. The only thing I used it for was this, to look in this kasha. I never used it for anything else. So the Or Chodesh... The Or Chodesh was the one when the Chasam Sofer was a teenager. He was learning by Rav Nosson Adler. So his Rebbe recommended he should go learn by the Or Chodesh. He traveled until he got there, didn't like it at all, didn't enjoy the Shirim at all. And he came back to Frankfurt to learn by Rav Nosson Adler. And he always had tarumas why he sent him to learn and so far away to learn by the Or Chodesh. Until that this 40 years later, it turned out that saved his life. That they write in the biography that was written by one of the grandchildren of the Chasam Sofer, that when he was, years later, he was a rabbi in Pressburg. So there was an inter between two Jews about the Mekach Toys, that someone sold merchandise to the other one, his fault in merchandise. And he gave a psak what the din was. So he didn't know that they had brought the merchandise into the country illegally, and it was illegal for the person to sell the merchandise. He didn't ask what the merchandise was. So they arrested the Chasam Sofer that they assumed that he was in on the deal, and he knew that it was against the Din of Malchus, so they were going to put him away in prison. And then in the court case, he kept on insisting that he's innocent. He didn't even know what the merchandise was. And then the grandson writes in the family biography, in the Chutam Shulosh, has the biography of the three generations, Rebbe Kiveger and the son-in-law, the Chasam Sofer, and his son, the Ksav Sofer, was written by the Ksav Sofer's son. So there was a policeman in the court to make sure that nobody makes any troubles. So the policeman never sticks his 2 cents in the middle of a court case. So the policeman asked the judge, Your Honor, do I have permission to say something? So the judge said, yeah, what do you want to say? So he wants to ask the rabbi, did he ever live in Rechnitz? So he said, yes, 40 years ago he lived in Rechnitz. He was there for a month. So he says, Your Honor, the man is innocent. Why? Because I was a policeman in Rechnitz 40 years ago. And he had a stand on the street where the synagogue was. And all the other children in the city his age, the Jews and non-Jews, nobody respected the policeman. Nobody said good morning. Nobody had any derech eretz at all. And this teenager, when this rabbi was a teenager, every morning he would come to the synagogue and say, good morning, officer. With such derech eretz, with such kavod for the malchus, I can't believe it. That now that he's a rabbi, now he's going to violate the din malchus. It can't be. The man must be telling the truth. He's innocent. So then Chassam Sofer understood why the Rebbe sent him to Rechnish. That was going to save his life later, save him from going to prison. Anyway, so that's the Or Chodesh is a Pilpul Sefer, Am Psochim, which the Chassam Sofer didn't like. That's why he left. And the only thing Rav Soloveitchik ever quoted was this. So there's a Mishnah Memvov. A fellow mixed flour with water. It's not matzah mel. He mixed Pesach bigger flour. If you let it sit long enough, it's going to turn into a chametz. And everything is tamei. He is tamei. And the whole Isa is tamei. So and it's on Yontif. So he's allowed to bake. Oichal nefesh, he's allowed to bake what he needs. But he's not allowed to bake the challah tameya. No one can eat. And Eretz Yisrael chutz lo'aretz you can eat challah tameya. Provided that you don't have a tenuma yotzal megufa, but the Mishnais are written in Eretz Yisrael. So challah is Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat when the challah is tamei. So the Mishnah has a problem. Keitzim afrishin challah betuma. Isn't it going to be a violation of Yerod Bayimotzei? If you're going to bake, the challah, it's not oichal nefesh, it's also bachila, because challah tamei in Eretz is also bachila. If you're not going to bake it, it's going to turn into a chametz, it's going to be Yerod Bayimotzei. So the Mishnah has a whole problem. So the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shua Emer. Shua says, "Those are chametz shemavar." The top line I'm involved in base. Those are chametz shemazar mola b'bal yura b'matzah. There is no b'bal yura b'matzah over here. Why? Because it doesn't belong to you. Who does it? It doesn't belong to the balabasta who is kneading, who's mixing the dough. Who does the challah belong to? So challah is like truma. It belongs to shevet kahuna. So it belongs to the Kohanim. Is not chemtza shel Yisrael achim. So how can be medayik in Rashi and af hamad based the chemtza shel Yisrael achim is an isa bal yura by matze? Isn't it against the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that the challah like truma belongs to the shevet kohen and there's no bal yura by matze. Rav Soloveitchik said over the kasha. Then he said, read the Rashi am emvav am base. Rashi says that it belongs to the Shevet Kahuna, and they didn't yet pick out an individual coin. They didn't give it to a specific coin yet. Below, it's Rashi's Lashon. Ze'eno shalcha, v'lo shalchavercha, da'akate lamata liyad coin. So the last line of Rashi is, you didn't give it to another coin yet. So the Mashmos and Rashi, that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, the Mashmos and Rashi is that if you would give it to another coin, there would be Bali Rabbi Matzeh. The Kozman, you didn't give it to a kohen, so the truma that you mafresh belongs to Shevet Kahuna. So Shevet Kahuna is also, it's a halashem bailam. It's not a person or a group of people or shutfis who own the chametz. Shevet Kahuna is an institution. That's called the halashem bailam, like Hegdash. Hegdash is no person who owns the chametz. Halashem Hegdash owns the chametz. So Shevet Kahuna is a gavra labarachi. So it's the same as chemtza shalak and chemtza shal Hegdash. Why is chemtza shalak and chemtza shal hekdesh is not bal yura by matzah? Because the bailam is mufka from bal yura. So shevet kuna is also a bailam who is mufka from bal yura. This is a Rav Soloveitchik thought. This Rashi corresponds with the other Rashi. Other Rashi, the last line of the Rashi, on the top Rashi, corresponds with what Rashi wrote on Hamed Beis. If you would have asked me again, nobody asked me. I would have read the Rashi, not so. I would have read Rashi's word, what do you mean I'm going to give it to a kohen, so the kohen is going to be in violation of Bal Yerod Bayi Matzeh? So Rashi says, no, I didn't give it to the kohen yet. I don't know, you don't necessarily have to learn the Rashi Hamed Beis and Memvom, you don't have to necessarily learn that either. Rashi means that there's Bal Yerod Chemtza Shal Yisrael Achim. But that's how the Gedoli Achraidim took this Rashi. So that's a Shaila Halocha Lamaisa. Let's say people share a dorm room in a Goyish University. Here in the yeshiva, probably not going to come up. A person is a student in a Goyish University. He has a roommate who's a Jew, and the roommate has chametz. So I have chemtza shal Yisrael Acher. I'm not the kabbal achrayis on it. Am I in violation by Yerod Bayi Matzeh? So the achrayim assume that according to Rashi, there is a violation by Yerod Bayi Matzeh. What's with the other brisa in the Yerushalmi? The Ramban quoted two brisas in the Yerushalmi which disagree with each other. Whether there's Bal Yeroi, Bal Chemtza, Chomet Shefke, B'shus HaYisrael. So it's interesting, the Chazon Ish raises a suffix in his Sefer on Orla in the opening Mishnah. Mishnah talks about Hanatel Arabim, a person planted trees, and the first 3 years if peres grow, very often peres don't grow. Peres grow the first 3 years, so it's going to be Orla, so it's going to be Asav Achila, Asav Anor. So what if the person is Hanatel Arabim? He plants it and it's not his, he gave it over to the Rabim. So does the din of Orla Plug. So it's a machloikas hatanim. So the Mishnah never says, how do you give it over? How do you give it over ownership to the rabbim? So it would appear from the Mishnah just by oral declaration on the tail of the rabbim. So the Chazon Ish quotes a Mishnah Nedarim, also seems to imply the same. When you give it to the rabbim, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. And he says, what's the mocker of this? How did Tanoim know such a din? So the Chazon Ish suggests that the Tosfos in Bava Kamma and Perek Merubah quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that there is a mocker in Chumash for two different institutions. There's a mocker for the institution of Yush and a mocker for the institution of Hefker, the two different things. Yush is if something is lost, and I give up hope of ever finding it. So then we learn out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you have to do Hashavas Aveda. Shor Hamar Sel Salma Kol Aveda Shemik Yuzeh. So Salma Mazim Lo Mecher Yesh L'Siman V'Yesh L'Tovim. In the days of the Gemara, every dress was made to order. They didn't have machinery that made 5,000 dresses exactly the same. Exactly the same design, exactly the same size. Each dress was made to order. So Masim Lemiyacher Sheyesh Lo Simon V'Yesh Lo Tovim, the person is probably not going to give up hope of finding it because he knows it's a miyuchat to him, it fits his body and has a special design to it. No other dress is like, no other suit is like that. So that pasuk is the mocker. Simlo is the mocker for the din that yush, that once the person is mesiyayish from the simlo, there's no mitzvah about Shabbos Aveda. Then the mocker for hefker is a totally different pasuk. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, whatever grows in Shnas HaShmita should be made hefker. Ashvi's tishmetena une tashto. That's a machlekes. What that means, the Beis Yosef holds that the farmer has a mitzvah to declare it as hefker. The Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. In his Bezn and Tzfat, he disagreed with him every so often on various issues, but they were together in the Bezn anyway. 99% of the things they did agree, and 1% they had the vicious machlekes. So one of the machlekes they had was, how do you translate the pasuk tishmenteno? So the Mabit was of the opinion that it's afkaita de malta, becomes hefker automatically, whether the farmer wants to fulfill the mitzvah or not. And the Beis Yosef thought that tishmenteno means farmer should declare it as hefker. But the word tishmenteno means hefker. Either it means it becomes hefker automatically, become, or it means that you should declare it as hefker. So why is it repeated tishmenteno une tashto? So the Yerushalmi comments on the pasuk. The pasuk is merame, is that not only in Shnas HaShmita is there an institution of hefker, you can have hefker any one of the 7 years. When the Rebbe Shalom created the world, everything was hefker, everything was up for grabs, and then people grab things, and this belongs to me and that belongs to you. So we learn out from the pasuk Tishmetan on a tashto, that even though now something belongs to me, I have the ability to put it back into the original state, that it should be hefker again. You learn out from the pasuk that hefker is chal b'dibur, tishmetenu on etashto. So the Chazon Ish raises a question, what does hefker mean? Hefker means that it's ownerless, that's how we usually assume hefker means ownerless. Maybe hefker means that you're makne to the rabbim with respect to that any member of the rabbim has a right to take it. Like you say, truma, after the farmer's mafresh truma, so Truma belongs to the Shevet Kuhuna with respect to that any member of the Shevet Kuhuna is entitled to take it. So too perhaps City Hall belongs to the Rabbim and it should remain the Rabbim. The streets in the city and the municipality belong to the municipality. It's not up for grabs. Not Kol HaKadim Zocha. Whoever is a citizen of the city has a right to grab it. But maybe Hefka means that it belongs to the Rabbim with respect to like Matas Kuhuna. Like Shevet Kuhuna, that any member of the Rabbim has a right to take it for his own. So the Chazon Ish says, maybe that's what you learned out from the Pasuk, Ashvis Tishmatenu and Atashta, that you have the ability to make something Hefke B'dibur, means you're Makne to the Rabbim. Maybe that's the Mokka for this opening Mishnah in Orla, and that Mishnah in the Dorim, that if you're Makne to Rabbim, you don't even need a Kinyan. Kisim Karmim Qa Misecha, Kana Miyara Misecha, means if you're selling to an individual person, then you need Kinyonim. The Sefer Achinuch counts that as one of the mitzvahs. But when you sell to a yochid, you need kinyonim. Maybe the din is when you make a kinyon with the rabbim, maybe there's no need for a kinyon. So Rabbi Kiveger on Choshen Mishpat quotes this from the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour. The Ramo quotes a Mordechai from Aserches HaPoelim that when you makna to three, let's say you have a shutfus of three or more people, so the Mordechai assumes that three or more people is considered a rabbim. And there's no need for a kinyan. Let's say a person agrees to work for a school, and the school is owned by the community. So he says the poel has no right to back out. He already made it. Shulchan Aruch says whenever the poel made a kinyan, he can't back out. So that's where Rabbi Kivegi refers you to this Mordechai quoted by the Darkei Moshe, by the Rambam, the bottom of the tour, that whenever you made a hischai, whatever, let's say someone's selling furniture to a company that's owned by three or more people, so that's called the Rabbim, and the kinyan is chal b'dibur alone, even though no maisi kinyan was made. Where do you get the mocha that three people is the Rabbim? So that's Lesvik Sedra, Parshas Metzorah. The Torah draws a distinction between a nida and a zava. The nida is be'es nidasa and the zava is below es nidasa. So the Chumash says, och yishazuv yomim rabim, below es nidasa. So the Gemara in Gittin says, yomim shnayim, miud rabim shnayim, and rabim is shloisha. So you see from that pasuk that the definition of rabim is shloisha. The Gemara in Gittin, lachmen vavim and aleph, discusses a din. Gemara there discussing a din that we don't accept la halacha. There were tanoim who rub the opinion that neder shuhuda barabim ain la hatorah, that if a person takes a neder in public in the presence of a rabbim, there's no hatorah, there's no hafor. We don't accept that la halacha, but we do paskin neder shuhuda al das rabbim ain la hatorah ain la hafor. What does it mean? How many people is rabbim? Kama rabbim? So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim, a machlokes amoraim, whether rabbim is shloisha or rabbim is asor. So the opinion the Rabbi Mishloisha is based on this pasuk in Parshas Metzorah. Oki zozov yomim rabim below es nidosa by the zava. So yomim shnayim rabim shloisha. So the definition of Rabbi Mishloisha, the opinion that neder shuhuder barabim al das rabim is asor, is based on a pasuk in Yoshua, that when the givinim came and they claimed they were not from, they claimed they were from a faraway country in Africa. They claimed they were not from the Zionists who lived in Eretz Yisrael. They fooled Yeshua ben Nun, and they thought that the Jews came to kill everybody in Africa. So Yeshua ben Nun said, "No, we only have a din hachrim tachrimim to the Zionists in Eretz Yisrael." So they said, "We're not from Eretz Yisrael." So nishba lehem roshe ho'eda. The whole kehillah swore that they're not going to start up with them. And then they discovered later on that they were liars, that they were from Eretz Yisrael. They were from the Zionists. So because they didn't want to make a chil Hashem, so that's why they didn't kill him. So the pasuk uses the word Nishbalam Roshe Ho'edo. So Edo usually has the connotation of Asora. You learn that from the Meraglim, Amasal Edo Harazos. That's how you learn the first mission in Sanhedrin. Edo Matzela, Edo Shafetas, Itzilu Edo, B'shaftu Edo. Edo means Asora. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that the only time there was a machloikis where the Rabbi Mishlosha, Rabbi is Asora, is only by Shvua Barabim or Shvua Al Das Rabim. If you're talking about any other din where there's a difference between Yochid Yechidim versus Rabim, so everyone should agree that Rabim Mishloisha. So for example, Yeshiva is learning Sanhedrin. So the Gemara has, according to some Tanaim, the differences between a Mesis and a Medich. A Mesis is Leochid, a Medich is Lerabim. So how many people is a Rabim? So the Menchas Chena quotes from the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim. It's a set on the Rambam, several Svarim on the Rambam. So the Mishnah's Chachamim thinks that should be depend on this machlokes in the Gemara. Mediach lo rabim, does it mean three or does it mean ten? So the Menchas Chinuch thinks that it's not correct. He thinks the only time there was a machlokes was by Shvua Barabim because of the Pasuk and Sefer Yeshua ki nishbo lehem roshe ho'edo. But any other case when you distinguish between rabim and yechidim, so the definition of rabim should be shloisha. So here also, that's what the Mordechai says. If a person wants to be makne, either Mishabin himself to work for a group of three or more people, or to sell an item, sell furniture, sell something to Rabbim. It says, whenever you're dealing with Rabbim, the kinyan is chal, without any need for a maisi kinyan. Kinyan is chal bedvorim. And the Chazanish thinks that the mocker for that is from the Pasuk Tishman Tehno and Adashto, that's what Hefka is all about. Hefka doesn't mean you make it onolis. Hefka means you makne to the Rabbim. So if you makne to the Rabbim, then the Chumash says it's chal b'dibur alone. Sometimes you makna to the rabbim should belong to the rabbim, should remain shal rabbim. Sometimes you makna to the rabbim that any member of the rabbim should have the right to take it for himself. So that's what it could well be Could well be that that's the issue in the two brises in the Yerushalmi, whether Chomet Shel Hefke B'Shus HaYisor, whether there's violation of Ba'yira Ba'imatz. It could be that that's the Shaila, whether what's the nature of Hefker, whether Hefker means it belongs to the Rabbim, so the Rabbim is a Chaloshen Ba'ilim, well, not Muzar Ba'yira Ba'imatz. Well, it doesn't mean Hefker is ownerless. So then it could be that there would be Ba'yira Ba'imatz. Or one could say that in order to have Ba'yira Ba'imatz, you need that it should have a Ba'ilim who should be Muzar Ba'yira Ba'imatz. So maybe Chomet Shel Hefker, even according to Rashi, could be there were no Ba'yira Ba'imatz. Could well be. This idea that Rav Soloveitchik said in the Pshat and the Rashi on Daf Me'envov, the top of Me'envov on the base, that if Truma and Chala belongs to Shevet Kahuna, so the Shevet Kahuna is a Chaloshem Ba'ilim, it's not that Shevet Kahuna consists of all the Kohanim who are alive today, and it's a Shutvis. You have 20,000 Kohanim who are alive today, so it's a Shutvis, not a Shutvis. It's a Chaloshem Ba'ilim that any member of that group is entitled to get it. So this, I seem to remember that Rav Soloveitchik said the same pshat in the Rashi and Bava Kama. I started to look this morning at my notes that were printed on Pesach, I couldn't find anything there. This I remember, until here for sure I remember Rav Soloveitchik said. The rest I think he said. So on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph and Bava Kama, that if a Levi, someone picks up a dover, if someone is mafkir his peiros, so you're not chayv to be mafrish shumas and maisus. What if a farmer was mafrish peya, and then someone takes the peya? So the Gemara says also, peya is not chayv in shumas and maisus. So the Shaila is, why not? So Rashi sounds like he says there in Bava Kama that just like hefker we learn from a pasuk, hefker is not chayv in shumas and maisus. So peya was also hefker. When the farmer is mafrish peya, the peya is hefker for the aniyim. So Tosis argues with Rashi that the Mishnah peya has a machlokes b'sham and b'sil. What if a person is mafke l'aniyim v'lo l'ashirim? He's only mafke that the aniyim have a right to take. So b'sham ayah rab the opinion hefker l'aniyim havi hefker, and b'sil disagrees that since the whole mocker, that's what the Yerushalmi is on that Mishnah peya, since the whole mocker for the institution of hefker is derived on that pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim hashviyis tishmeten unetashto. So Tishmatana means you make the perish v'yis hefker, and the Tashta means yeshlach netisha cherishi kazu, that all 6 years, all 7 years, if you want to be mafka any property that you have, just like Shemitah is hefker l'anim v'l'ashirim, so too l'oilam, if you want to be mafka some property that you have to be mafka l'anim v'l'ashirim. If you're only mafka l'anim, then it's not chas. So according to Beis Hillel and the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Elam Metzia, so it seems like Beis Hillel, hefker l'anim, and you want mafka l'ashirim, is not a valid hefker. So how can Rashi say that Peya is potter from Shumas HaMaises because it's Hefker L'anim? Hefker L'anim doesn't exist, it can't be. So Tosfos gives a whole different explanation, different Hesbah. So I seem to remember that Rav Soloveitchik suggested the Pshat was that Hefker is potter from Shumas HaMaises because it doesn't belong to a Bailim who is Mechuyev to give Shumas HaMaises. When you have Peya, the peya belongs to Shevet Aniyim. That's the question. Is there such a thing as Shevet Aniyim? We assume there's such a thing as Shevet Kohanim. So when you're mafrish Shuma, it belongs to the Shevet Kohanim. There's such a thing as Shevet Levim. If you're mafrish Maiserishin, belongs to the Shevet Levim, that any member of the Shevet has a right to take it, or you exercise Tavisanon, you give it to him. Is there such a thing as Shevet Aniyim? So that's a discussion in Niktsois and other Achrayim. So Rav Soloveitchik was assuming, to explain this Rashi in Bava Kama, he was assuming that just like there's an institution of Shevet Kun and Shevet Levim, so there's an institution of Shevet Anim as well. So the Peah belongs to the Shevet Anim. Shevet Anim is not a Gavra Barachi who's Mechuyev in any mitzvahs at all. He's not Mechuyev in mitzvah of Chumas Asus. Ever belongs to Shevet Anim as the same din as Hefker. Not that it's Hefker L'Anim. Taisus is right, no such thing as Hefker L'Anim. But why is Hefker not Chayv in Chumas Asus? Because Hefker is either not a Bailim at all, Hefker is a Bailim who is not Mechuyev to give Chumas and Maisus, and therefore there's a Ptura on the Tvua. So if something belongs to Shevet Aniyim, the Bailim is a Gavra La'Barachi, it's an owner who's not Mechuyev in Hafroshes Chumas and Maisus, so in the Mele there's a Ptura from Hafroshes. As Rav Soloveitchik said, the Rashi and Bava Kama means the same as Rashi here in the top of Mem Vav Amid Beis. Rashi here is talking about Shevet Kohuna, Shevet Kuhn is the same as Shalakum. So the Rashi Mabe Kam is talking about Shevet Anim. Chai Vodam Loimah Belosh and Rabbi. So why should I say Mayon? I'll say over from Rav Soloveitchik. So Rav Soloveitchik had a Dvar Torah in connection with a Rashi all the way at the end of the Masich, that we don't have the Rashi and the Gemara. The Rishonim quote this Rashi. In the days of the Balei HaTosfos, it was a common practice that they all baked their matzahs and Erev Pesach after Chatzos to be yotze the mitzvah matzah. Today, it's only the Hasidim do it. The Misnagdim don't bother because the Vilna Gaon left it away. The Vilna Gaon writes in the Bi'ur HaGrah, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. But the one who came up with this Seinfeld was not the Baal Shem Tov, was not Chassidish Rebbe, it was Rashi. The Gemara in the end of the Masich, the Dav Kufcho from the days, refers to a Machloikas Rebbe Kiv and Ablozim and Hazari. The din is that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight, by Chatzos. And the Gemara has a Machloikas Hatanoim, whether that's a din deraisa, din derabon. So Ablozim and Hazari is of the opinion that that's a din deraisa. Why? Because it says, Rochlas Habasa Balai Lazet. And the other Pasuk says that at Makas Bechoris will take place, Balai Lazet. So just like over there, Balai Lazah means Chatzos, so to over here, you have to finish eating by Chatzos. So Rabbi Kiva thinks that the Gezer Shavah is not correct, and the Minatori can eat the Korban Pesach whole night long, but it's the same as Chatzos and Oshim. That is Nechol Yom Balai Bad Chatzos, Kedei L'Hachik Kesod HaMinavir. That's the first Mishnah in Brochas, Kedei L'Hachik Kesod HaMinavir. How do we pasken? So Tosfos is not sure how we should pasken. Tosfos on the daf on Kuf Chof on the base. How come they're not sure? Usually halacha k'Rabbi Akiva against anybody else. Usually, because here there's a stam mishnah and a zeh mekayman that reads like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. We have it printed in the Siddur. Apchav ma'aseh pesach kachim kalam etc. So it says a pesach ein a nechel ela ad chatzos. It's a double negative. Ein a nechel ela ad chatzos. So the Gemara said that sounds like it's a din derais. It would have been only a din derabban because the harach gesodim are there. Pesach and nechel al tzolim and nechel al lebnoyev is for sure a din deraisa. So this din also written in the double negative. And nechel elo at chatzos, the Gemara is there. His amikam says the Mishnah goes like a blaz menazak. So Tosfos says usually halachic is not Mishnah. So maybe that means we should pass on like a blaz menazak. What's the difference? If we don't have korban pesach today, what's the difference? Whether you hold like a blaz menazak like Rabbi Kiva, it's irrelevant. So Tosfos says, because the Gemara here has on Kuf Chof on the base, Omar Rove, if a person ochal matzah bizman hazeh acher chatzos, if you eat matzah after chatzos, after midnight, on Leil HaSeder, if the din is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, then you're not yotzeh. If the din is like Rabbi Kiva, you are yotzeh. Why? Because according to Rabbi Kiva, minator you can eat the Korban Pesach whole night long. It's only a gzeira midirabbanu kedei lahachik sodem avera. You have to finish eating by chatzos. What's going to be the avera kedei lahachik sodem avera? If the person, it's very hard to know when is halos hashachar. It's pitch black outside. Halos hashachar is more than an hour before sunrise. It's very dark outside. So the person, by mistake, he'll look outside. He'll think that it's still laila and it's really halos hashachar, and he'll be over and he's a koris. If you eat noisar, if you eat the korban pesach, you have to halos hashachar, you chayv koris. The lahachik sodem in havera. So they made a din. You're not allowed to continue eating the korban pesach after chatzos. What will be the worst tragedy if a person eats the matzah after chatzos? What's going to be if he eats after halos hashachar? What will be the worst out there? He ate before shachris. So the Bav Job is eat before shachris. So apparently the world doesn't come to an end. A lot of people eat before, and not supposed to. And not supposed to. What else will be out there? He said a broch al achilas matzah in the morning, and you're not yotze if it's after halos hashachar, not yotze. So Tosfos holds that bracha levat tolas only midrabban, and to eat before shachris is not right. You're not allowed to, but the world doesn't come to an end. It's not like eating korban pesach after halos hashachar. That's an isa koris. So the Gemara seems to imply the din would be if the din is like Rabbi Akiva, that chatzos is only midrabban by korban pesach. They made a siyog, a say siyog la Torah. They made exera their abani. You're not allowed to eat the korban pesach after chatzos, and may by mistake continue to eat after halos hashachar. So that's a real chashash. You can be over an isakuris. So that's the whole mocker for chatzos mid the rabbanah by korban pesach. Then they never introduced it by matzah. You can eat matzah all night long, and if it's after halos hashachar, so don't eat the matzah. Don't eat the matzah. It's after halos hashachar. But if the din would be like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Korban Pesach, the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is deraisa. So then the Gemara says there's a iskish, there's a hekish between Korban Pesach and matzah, because the Chumash says HaMatzah Samram Yochlu, you should eat the matzah together with the Yochlu, the Korban Pesach, you should eat the Korban Pesach together with the matzah and the mor. So just like Chatzos is a shiur deraisa b'negiyah to Korban Pesach, so too it's a shiur deraisa b'negiyah to the matzah. So that's the Gemara. So that's what Tosfos has, the machlokes. Should be passing like Rav Lozer Manazai because of the Stam Mishnah and Zom Mekoyma that's printed in the Siddur before Baruch Shomar. Pesach and Nechla Elo Ad Chatzos is double negative. The Gemara in Zom Mekoyma understands that to imply that it's a din deraisa. So then you have to finish eating the matzah by Chatzos. So should you assume that despite the fact that that Stam Mishnah is like Rav Lozer Manazai, we don't pass like him. We pass like Rav Akiva. Usually halacha like Rav Akiva. So the din of Chatzos by Matzah is only the Rabbanon, so it doesn't carry over. The din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only with the Rabbanon, and it doesn't carry over to the Matzah. So those are the 2 days in the Tosfos. So now the Rishonim all quote Tshuvas Rashi, that you see from the Gemara that the Zman of Korban Pesach carries over to the Matzah. If Korban Pesach, the Zman is at Chatzos, so the Matzah has to be finished by Chatzos as well. So Rashi says in the Tshuva that this applies also to Shchitas HaPesach. Shchitas HaPesach is after Chatzos in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. So the baking of the matzah has to be the same time that you shech the Korban Pesach, because it's Iskish. And the Gemara says this man is the same. You learn the whole Masechta from the beginning to the end. It's obvious that the people were baking the Shmura matzah way before Pesach. So Rashi says that's correct. When you get to the last daf, Kuf Chof Amid Beis, the mamish next to the last daf is Kuf Chof Aleph. Rashi says when you get to next to the last daf, the Gemara backs out from everything that it said 100 times in the Masechta, and the Gemara now is assuming that it's a hekesh between matzah and Korban Pesach. So just like the Korban Pesach has to be nishchat, the achonas Korban Pesach, asiyas haPesach has to be Erev Pesach after Chatzos in the afternoon, so too Asiyas HaMatzah. So that was the practice in the days of the Baal Yates. Everybody baked the matzahs mitzvah and Erev Pesach in the afternoon. The Vilna Gaon makes on Shulchan Aruch, he says, what are you going to tell me if Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos? So you shech the Korban Pesach, that's Perikei L'Dvarim. Korban Pesach is Derech HaShabbos because Manu Kavua. So you're going to tell me that you baked the matzahs on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? Of course not. That's ridiculous. Asiyas HaMatzah is not Derech HaShabbos. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to bake the matzahs Leil HaSeder. That was the practice of all the Baal HaTosfos. They used to bake when Erev Pesach was Cholias B'Shabbos. They wouldn't bake the matzah before Erev Pesach. They would bake the matzah on Leil HaSeder. So the Vilna Gaon makes fun of it in the Bir Rabbo. He says, you can't shech the Korban Pesach Leil Tezvov. So it's not the right zman anyway. So the whole Rashi is wrong. So the Vilna Gaon made fun of it. So that's it. So the Misdagdim don't observe this Chumr. But the Hasidim still have respect for Rashi, and they still have this practice. They're medakta ki matzah that was baked Erev Pesach after Chatzos because of the Rashi. Taka, how's Rashi going to answer this kasha? The Vilna Gaon laughs it away. He says, what are you going to do when Erev Pesach all these b'shabbos? So their practice was that they baked the matzah Leil HaSeder. In fact, some of the Rishonim write, I think it's the Sefer HaParnas writes this, that the Jews didn't have their own oven, so they had a rent from a Nochri, the right to bake the matzah in their oven. So the Nochrim were Frume Catholics, so they wouldn't do Malocha on Sunday. Like we don't do Malocha on Shabbos, they wouldn't do Malocha on Sunday. And they wouldn't let a Jew rent their oven. Amir Eliakim wouldn't let a Jew do Malocha in their oven either. So they write that in every city there was always one Nochri who wasn't so medactic. So they would always get one, they would, if you bribe him enough. So they would bribe him, and he would let the Jews bake the matzahs in his oven. But they had to bake in shifts. There were a lot of Jews in the community. They had to bake in shifts, so some of them didn't get to bake the matzah until after midnight. They didn't begin the Seder until after midnight. They couldn't be careful about finishing eating the matzah before Chatzos. They didn't bake the matzah until after Chatzos, because they had to bake in shifts. Because there was only one Nochri who would compromise on his religion, on his Avodah Zarah, and allow the Jews to bake, to use his oven to bake. So, Take, what is Rashi going to do? The Vilna Gaon laughed at the whole thing. When Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, you can't shech the Korban Pesach Balayla. So, the Achronim point out, if you look in the Rashi, the beginning of Perikei L'Dvarim, the Mishnah discusses which aspects of Korban Pesach are Derech HaShabbos and which not. So it says, Shchitas HaPesach is Derech HaShabbos. When you dalit a Shabbos, Rashi says, why can't you shech the Pesach balayla? Leil Tezvav. So he says, because B'yom Tzavosa L'hakriv is Korbanei. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, I think, that all Korbanos have to be done by Yom. So Achreinim Eske Kasha and Rashi, why does he quote B'yom Tzavosa L'hakriv Korbanei? B'yom V'olah B'laylu. All Avodas have to be done Yom. All Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom. He should have said, it says in the Chumash, you have to shech the Yud Dalad Nissen. Leil Tezvav is the wrong day. Why does he give a different reason? Because B'yom V'olah B'laylu. So they say no, because the Gemara says in Chulin that even though we assume Hayom Halach Achar Alayla on the Jewish calendar, everything goes from sundown to sundown. Shabbos begins at Shkia, and Yonta begins at Shkia, and Yom Kippur, everything begins from sundown to sundown. But in Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, V'kotshim is fakert, Alayla Halach Achar Hayom. So in the Beis HaMikdash, Leil Tezvav is really Yud Dalet. So Rashi was bothered with Akasha, why? When Er Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, why are you permitted to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos? Why not shech the Korban Pesach B'Leil Tezvav? That's really Yud Dalet, because of Beis HaMikdash Halayla Halach Achar Hayom. So Rashi answers, no, it's a different din. B'Yom Tzavosa L'Hakrav is Korbanen. But theoretically, if not for the din of B'Yom Tzavosa, you would have been able to shech the Korban Pesach B'Leil. So that's why Rashi's practice would be that when our Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they would bake the matzahs Leil HaSeder, because that's taked. There is no din B'yom Tzavosa L'Hakrav. There's no din B'yom Tzavosa on baking the matzahs. You just need the same zman. So theoretically, it is the zman. That's the Achranim defend Rashi's practice. This was the practice of the Balei HaTosfos for centuries. This is what they did. They insisted on baking the matzahs Leil Pesach Eichad Seder, the same zman as Hakrobas HaPesach. I mean, our Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they would insist on baking the matzahs Balayla. So this is fine. This is one version of Rashi. Several years ago, there was a musmach from the yeshiva from my father's time, Rabbi Gershon Appel, Zechon Levracha, published a Sefer Aksav Yad from one of the Balei HaTosfos called Sefer HaNiyor. So in this, the Rishonim referred to this, Sefer HaNiyor. They all knew about it. So in this Sefer HaNiyor, he quotes, somebody was there with Rashi, and they baked the matzahs mitzvah, the morning of Yud Dalet. So that contradicts. They say they baked the matzahs before Shachris. Are they baked before Shachris? You're not allowed to do before Shachris your own things. But the Mishnah Berurah has, maybe you're allowed to buy challahs on Erev Shabbos in the morning before Shachris, because preparing for Shabbos is a mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah raises the possibility, maybe since it's a divine mitzvah, not just for your own purposes, maybe you're allowed to go shopping to buy them if you're afraid the challah is going to be sold out. So you may be allowed to buy the challahs before Shachris. So here Rashi was quoted, they baked the matzahs mitzvah the morning of Yud Dalet before Shachris. So that was one chiddush. But how can you bake the morning of Yud Dalet? If the Rishonim quote from Rashi that the reason why you have to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach is because Iskish did it Korban Pesach. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik thought. He didn't mention this Sefer HaNiyor. He used to say this before this Ksav Yad was printed. He thought a different hasbara in Rashi. He thought that when you bake matzah, you have to have shmura. What does it mean, shmura? So there are two dinim. There's one din, asiyah l'shma. Some Rishonim say asiyah l'shma. And other Rishonim say shima mechimetz. So shima mechimetz only makes sense when there's an inyan of chametz. If it's Purim, there's no chaloshem chametz in the world. So you have to wait till Erev Pesach after Chatzos when there's a shem chametz. Take, for example, the Yerushalmi, Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to eat matzah the Erev Pesach. So what do you mean you're not? When Erev Pesach? So the Baal Mor says it's only Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because there's no shem matzah unless there's a shem chametz. So the shem chametz only begins after Chatzos. In the morning of Erev Pesach, there's no shem chametz. That's the Baal Mor. The Ramban disagrees. And he says, after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, there's an Iser, Tashbisu. You're not allowed to have chametz around the house, but in the morning, the Kiyom Esser of Tashbisu is in the morning of Erev Pesach. So there is a Chal Hashem chametz in the morning. So the Ramban thinks that Yerushalmi that says you're not allowed to eat matzah there at Pesach doesn't only apply after Chatzos, it applies in the morning also. Some Rishonim want to say even Leil Bedikas Chametz, Midi Rabbanon. Leil Bedikas Chametz, there's a Chal Hashem matzah, there's a Chal Hashem chametz, Midi Rabbanon. For the purpose of Bedikas Chametz. On the level of the Raisa, there's no Chal Hashem Chametz Leil Yudal. It's only the morning of Yudal when you have the essay of Tashbisu. After Chatzos on Yudal, you have the Iser essay of Tashbisu. So that's the Shaila, when you only have a Shem Matzah if it's Roy Lover Le Dechimutz. Why does Matzah have to be from the Hamesh's Mini Dogon? Because it has to be Bole Dechimutz. If it's not Bole Dechimutz, it doesn't have a Shem Matzah. So it's not bole dechimutz if it's if it's on Purim, there is no Chal Hashem Chametz at all. So Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe that was the real Kavanah of Rashi. Not so much that it has to be, even though the Rishonim quoted Rashi, said it on Kuf Chof on the base. So the Gemara says that it's Iskish. So he thought maybe that's not the main vort. And this explains that practice that the quote that Rashi baked the matzahs and you dal it in the morning. He thought that the pshat is, you have to bake the matzah lishmo, so it doesn't have a shem matzah unless there's a zman chametz. There's no chal Hashem chametz, no chal Hashem matzah. So the chal Hashem matzah only comes into existence on Erev Pesach in the morning. You have a chal Hashem chametz in the morning, but you get to the din of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is all day long. In the morning before Chatzos, you have the Kiyum Esei, and Balayla, you have the Yisr Esei. There is a Gemara. This part is not from Rav Soloveitchik. Okay. There is a Gemara in Psachim and Davov on the base, but the Gemara has a famous brisa. Shnei dvarim menim b'shusa shel adam. Masan hakasu kilahei b'shusa. So one of the two things is chametz mishei shos al ma'ala. Chametz is also b'hanor. So therefore, it's ainu b'shusa shel adam. What does that mean exactly? It's ainu b'shusa shel adam. So there is a Mishnah at the end of the second perek in Kiddushin where the Mishnah says if a man is mekadosh bekesef or shavah kesef, so the first Mishnah in Kiddushin says it has to be a pruta or shavah pruta. So if you mekadosh but the sirei hanoah is ainu b'kodeshes, and the Mishnah gives you a whole list of things that are asav hanoah, basam b'chalav, klai akerem, seyon nazir, a whole bunch of things that are asav hanoah. So the Mishnah says if mekadosh but sirei hanoah is ainu b'kodeshes. So the Rishonim give three different explanations why is ainu b'kodeshes. So Rashi says because it's not shavah pruta. Shavah pruta means kamhu shavah limka bashuk. If I have something that Nesivus writes in a few places in his various forum, if I have something that has sentimental value to me, to other people it's not valuable at all. Let's say some people survived all the death camps by the Nazis and had a little sitter in their pocket. And to them it's worth $1 million. But as far as everybody else can tell, it's not worth a nickel. The thing is dirty and it's full of blood and full of sweat and you can hardly read it. It's run down. So if someone will burn it, how much does he have to pay? Odom HaMazik, how much do you pay? So you don't pay for sentimental value. Then it seems that you pay. Shavis of things is determined. Kama hu shav lim kabashuk. So if something is also bahno, it's also lim kabashuk. So Rashi holds, since it's also lim kabashuk, it's not called shav put. That's why it's ainu mekudeshes. That's what Rashi writes. It's not shav lim, it's not shav puto. So that's why it's not. Mekadosh b'chita kur denai, ainu mekudeshes, because it's not shav lim kabashuk. Other Rishonim say, what do you mean? It is Shavalim Kabashuk. If I'll violate the din, some Rishonim say that it's Ainu Shaloi, Kach Nemar Halach, Yisiri Hanar Ainu Shaloi. Other Rishonim say, no, it is Shaloi, but it's Ainu Bishusai. Because Bishusai means you have accessibility to it. The Gemara has in Bavakam Adav Samachtes, there's a Machlekes HaTanayim and a Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, which Tana to Paskan likes that we follow Rabbi Yechanan. That goes on the Sasha Banim Shnei Men Mechon Hagdisha Zelefi Shena Shaloi Zelefi Shena Bishusa. The full ownership means Shaloi Bishusa. So if someone stole my automobile, I don't know where it is, so that Shaloi Vena Bishusi. If I know where it is, it's parked on the street, anything that Shaloi is automatically Bishusi. Unless it's inaccessible, the Ganav stole it, then it's in Bishusi. So you have something that's also Bano, so some Hashem say it is Shaloi, but you can't consider that Bishusa because he's not allowed to use it. Others say, what do you mean? It is Bishusa. He can violate the Avera. Who says he's going to listen? So there are three different opinions. Why? Mekadosh b'sira hanor zeinu b'kodeshes, because ainu shaloi, because ainu b'shusa, because not shaveh prut. Rashi always writes, because ainu shaveh prut. So the Gemara again, Bryce says on Vav HaMebeish, Shnei dvarim menim b'shusa shalodim, Vasan hakasu ki lehei b'shusa. So some, so the Nadi Behuda has a chul about this, and Chok Yankiv quotes a whole discussion about this. When you own an Ebed Kanaini, so the Avner Miluim has a whole tshuva at the end of the Sefer. It wasn't a shaila that anybody asked him. It's like the shailas of the Shagasari. Nobody ever asked him, when is his man Kriyashma? An essay. He wrote an essay. He calls that a shaila tshuva. So at the end of the Avner Miluim and Eben Ezra, so he has a few shailas of tshuva. So one of them is on this topic about ownership of an Ebed Kanaini. You have a Kenya Mammon and you have a Kenya Nisa. I own Ebed Kanaini Kishore V'chamori. Now, you also have a Kinyan Isar and the Ebek Nani. Ebek Nani Shal Koyin is Echel Betruma. The Gemara says that shows that my ownership of Ebek Nani affects a change in the area of Isar the Heta. Another change it affects is the Gemara in Yavam says Eved Kenani cannot become a Munan a Korban Pesach without explicit authorization from the Odom. And Eved Ibi can become on his own. Eved Ibi can become a Munan a Korban Pesach without Rishus from the Odom. So Tosis takes the Gemara to be saying that there's only a Kenyan Issa by Eved Kenani, there's no Kenyan Issa by Eved Ibi. But at least by Eved Kenani we know there's a Kenyan Mammon and there's a Kenyan Issa, that there are two. So the Gemara says, what if a person is Mafka? Gemara Gitna has, what if a person is Mafka Avdoi? Person is mafke his property. Person is mafke shor v'chamor, becomes hefke. So if I own the Eved Kenani, kishor v'kenani, it's yotzei l'cheres. The Eved Kenani goes free. What if I sell the Eved Kenani to someone else? So I make a kinyan. The lokeach makes a kinyan on the kinyan mamon. How does he become the owner of the kinyan isa? So we assume the kinyan isa tags along with the kinyan mamon. Once I sell it to you, let's say I'm a kohen, I sell it to you. I'm not a kohen, and you are a kohen, I sell it to you. So Kozman, the Eved Kenani belongs to the kohen, he's allowed to eat truma. When he doesn't belong to the kohen, can't eat truma. Whoever is the owner has to authorize the Eved Kenani that he has the right to eat the Korban Pesach. He can't become a mamuna on the Korban Pesach without authorization of the Odin. So when you have kinyonim in the Chumash, the Torah only speaks about kinyonim on the kinyan mamun. How do you make a kinyan on the kinyan isa? So it's self-understood. When you sell the kinyan mamun, the kinyan isa takes along. What if he's mafker avdom? He's mafker the Eved Kenani, so the Mafker Abdi Yotzeh L'Cheiros, I don't have the Kenyan moment anymore. So what's the story with the Kenyan Issa? So there's a Machlekes Rav Shmuel. So one opinion is that once the Kenyan moment disappears, the Kenyan Issa disappears. Because the Pasuk says, V'chaleb Edish, Miknas Kesef, V'malta Osa Oz Yechal Bay. So it says, Eved Ish, V'lo Eved Isha. Why only Eved Ish? The din should apply even if the Eved Kenani belongs to an Isha. The answer is not Eved, who has Rishus Odin Olav. If there's no Rishus Odin Olav, when there's no Kenyan Mamun, there's no Kenyan Issa. We don't pask like that. We pask on a Mafker Abed Yotze L'Cheiros, but so get Shichur. You still own the Kenyan Issa. The Eved Kenani still has B'negei to Issa B'heta purposes. He still has the status of Eved Kenani till the Odin gives him Mishtah Shichur. So then the Gemara says, what's the din? Hamafker avdoi, yotze l'cheres, v'tzoch get shichur, and then I die. So what's the din? So the Gemara comes to the final maskana that just like there's a din misa sabal, if a girl is married and the husband dies, that's mafkir the ishus. She doesn't need a get. If the husband dies, she doesn't need a get. So that din carries over to Eved Kenani also. If I own an Eved Kenani, so if I have a kinyan mamon and a kinyan isa and I die, the Rashi says, goes Birusha to my son. He gets the Kenyan Mamad Birusha. Once he gets the Kenyan Mamad, so the Kenyan Isser tags along also. But if I was Mafker Avdoi, and all I have is the Kenyan Isser, then I die, so the Mises Ha'odon is Meshachre the Eved Kenani, just like Mises Ha'bal is Mata the Isha, so Mises Ha'odon is Meshachre. But till you get to that point, so the Gemara had a different opinion. The Gemara said, no, I'm Mafker Avdoi Yotze L'Cheiris. And then if I die, say Yisur Lamaris Einish Libre. The Kenyan Issa doesn't go Birusha. The Dinam of Birusha only appear in Chumash. The Parshas Nachlas only goes if you have a Kenyan Mamon. Have a Kenyan Issa doesn't go Birusha. So there was a whole discussion in Achrayim. If a Jewish person is not observant and has Chametz in his possession on Pesach, and then he dies in the middle of Pesach, and his son is a observant Jew. So do you say the father, Shnei Dvar Meni Meshusa Shalodim, the Chomet didn't belong to the father at all. He doesn't. It's also Ba'anoa, Yisuri Hanoa not Shalot. There were three different Pshatim. Why if you're Mekadosh B'Yisuri Hanoa, it's Eini Mekudesha. So here the Gemara says B'Feirish. Eini Meshusa Shalodim means either Eini Shalot or Eini Meshusa. What are the, according to the other Rishonim who said, according to Rashi who said that the reason why the Kedushin are not Chal is because it's not Shavu Pruta, it is Shaloi, and it is Bishusai. So how come the Gemara says the Chametz Mishay Shalos and Maile Zaina Bishusai? So the Achranim say, no, because Chametz is worse than Basa B'chala, worse than Seyon Nozir. You have to dispose of it right away. So here for sure, it's more than just Eina Shavu Pruta. Here, this is a unique kind of Bisir HaNoa, that there's a din of Bal Yerah B'Aimatze. Here for sure, it's either Eina Shalai or Eina Bishusa. So that's the Lashon HaGemara. Shnei Dvar Meina Bishusa Shalai. So if you hold that the Chometz is Eina Bishusa but it is Shalai, so then it goes Birusha. But if you should say Eina Bishusa means Eina Shalai, Mamish Eina Shalai, so why does the person violate by Rabbi Matz? Asan HaKasuki Lehin Bishusa. So a group of Achreinim understood means that he has a Kenyan Issa. Torah gives him a Kenyan Issa. So then if he dies in the middle of Pesach, so they apply that Gemara, Yisura L'Amari Sinish Librei, that Gemara Gitnam. When a person dies, whatever he owns, the Kinyan Isran doesn't go Birusha to the children. So the son doesn't have to run to destroy the chametz. That was a big machlokes. The Chokyanka quotes that. Others say no, that the Sirei Hanor is just Eina Bishusa, but it is Shaloi, so it does go Birusha. Something that Shaloi Eina Bishusa does go Birusha. And others disagreed with the whole premise. When the Gemara says, Hasan HaKasu Ki Lahim Bishusa, it means it should have been Eina Shaloi Eina Bishusa, but Hasan HaKasu, the Torah says that it is an exception to the rule, it is Shaloi, and it is Bishusa. So that's a big debate in Achrayim, a big discussion in Achrayim. One of the big issues, it comes up every year after Pesach, you have companies which are owned partly by Jews, sometimes they're totally by Jews. So you have an issue of Chametz Shavala Pesach, Chametz Shalaisal Shavala Pesach is also Bahano. So some of the Gedolim in Europe, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, came up with various kulas. So in the Tshuva Zecha Yitzchak, Rabbi Tzela Panavizha was a super genius. He always has very original ideas, and most of the time we don't follow what he says. The Gedolim thought it was a little too sharp. So he has a little, always original chidushim, generally not accepted. Like the Ragachov also was very, very original, and most of the time his original opinions were not accepted, Allah HaLamayis, when the others disagreed with him, they were generally not accepted. So the Zecha Yitzchak has the following. He quotes a Ramban ala Torah that in order to violate Ba'yirai Ba'imotzi, you need Shaloi Bishusai. He said from Rashi, it would appear that you don't even need Shaloi. Chemta Shaiso Alachad is Ba'yirai Ba'imotzi. But Rabbi Tzela is quoting the Ramban ala Torah in Parshas Boy that for the purpose of Ba'yirai Ba'imotzi, you have to have Shaloi Ubishusai. According to many Rishonim, that's what it says in the Marsh. Nay, divine many Bishusai, Basana Koski, and Bishusai. In order to violate Ba'yirai Ba'imotzi, it has to be Bishusai. So if you own shares in a corporation, let's say I own the whole corporation, but it's incorporated. So a corporation, I can't just come in, let's say I have shutfus in a certain corporation. I'm going to come in one day and I say, I want to take some of the process, whatever, bagels. Say, I want to take some of the bagels. I can't just walk in and say, I want a balabat of it, because I have a certain share. So he has a chiddush that because of the rules and regulations of the corporation, the shares that you own are shalcha v'ena b'shuscha. So according to the Ramban, there's no ba'yirah derais. Whenever there's no ba'yirah derais, so there's no din of chametz she'ava olam ha'pesach. There was a big machleike since they instituted the din of the machusa of corporations. According to the international din of the machusa, whatever, let's say there's a chametz company, let's say it's a liquor company. So let's say I own the 5% of the shares in the corporation. So according to the din of machusa, I don't own the liquor. I own shares in the corporation. The dummy corporation owns the liquor. So there was a big machlokes the last 100 years whether the din of the machusa, whether the halacha recognizes that din of the machusa. So Rav Moshe in his tshuvas assumes that not. Rav Moshe assumes that the halacha doesn't recognize that din of the machusa, that the schnapps doesn't belong to me. The schnapps does belong to me. Moshe has a different svara that when a person buys shares in a corporation, when you buy something, you have to have das koine. You have to want to buy it. So when a person buys shares in a corporation, he's usually not thinking, unless he buys a significant number of shares, he's not thinking that he becomes an owner on the schnapps. He's like investing. He's making an investment. He puts money and he knows at the end of the year he's going to sell the shares and he's going to get more money than the money that he put in. So it's like a halvoah. He doesn't really have das koine. That's what Moshe thought. So Moshe thought, that's what they quote the name Moshe. Even if one should assume that there's an issue, you have to be concerned about Ba'yirah Ba'imotzeh, but Chametz Shavala Pesach is only the Rabbanon, so that for sure you don't have to be concerned, because if it's a Jew who owned a slight 1% share in the corporation, he probably didn't have das koine when he bought it, so there's no Ba'yirah Ba'imotzeh. So Rav Moshe didn't felt that the halacha does recognize such a thing as a chal Hashem Bailam. Hegdish is a chal Hashem Bailam. Shevet Kuhuna, Shevet Levit, Shevet Aniyim, if there is such a thing. It's a chal Hashem Bailam. It's not a person or a group of people who own the thing. So the halacha does recognize such a thing. But the question is, does halacha recognize this din of the Malchusa? Din of the Malchusa declares that the dummy corporation, which is just on paper, it's not a person, the dummy corporation owns the schnapps and the liquor company. So that was a big debate. That debate is negeta ba'yirah ba'imotzeh chametz olah pesach. It's negeta other things as well. It's negeta tefilas kelim. If you buy pots and pans and forks and knives that once belonged to a nochri, so there's a mitzvah to do tefilas kelim before you use it for yourself. The shaydas did it. So if you have a goyish company did he really belong to a goy or belong to the dummy corporation? Belong to the dummy corporation is not a person, he's not a human being, he's not a goy, he's not a yid. So that's why there are many today who are makbid always to do tefillah, but they'll never say a bracha, because maybe the halacha says that it never belonged to a Jew, it never belonged to a nochri, it belonged to the dummy corporation. The dummy corporation was not a human being. The original raw material belonged to a nochri who sold it to the corporation. But once the corporation made a kli out of it, made pots and pans and forks and knives, and it belongs to the corporation, maybe that's a chaloshem bailim, so it doesn't belong to a nochri. So that's the Minchas Yitzchok, a dying Weissman, the Eidach Haredes, has a whole tshuva. He quotes the big machloikas. This is a big machloikas in Europe the last 100 years since they introduced corporations. So that's part of the story regarding Chametz Shavuot and Pesach. There's another tshuva, and the tshuva is Aryeh DeBei Eloi. Aryeh DeBei Eloi was a Talmud of the Ktzos. So he lived in the middle 1800s. So he has a tshuva. The din is that Chametz Shavuot Olav HaPesach is only Osa Banah if you violated by Yehuda Derais. If you only violated by Yehuda Rabbanon, that's the klal in the Shulchan Aruch, in Mishnah Berurah. If you only violated by Yehuda Rabbanon, so you don't have any penalty. So what if you have Chametz that's in a tarubis, and it's nice and tam? So if it's nice and tam, min b'shein amina, nice and tam. So tam ki ikar is derais. So then we say that there's a Baal Yehuda Derais. Let's say you have Rice Krispies. So Rice Krispies, they mix in a little malt. So it has a little chametz in it. But it's nice and tam. The reason why they mix in malt, that it should taste, has that flavor. So that's tam kika. But let's say you have a tarubis of min b'mina. Not that they mix in malt into the Rice Krispies, you should have that flavor. They mix in a tarubis of min b'mina. And everything tastes the same. So min ha-Torah, there's no, you can't apply tam kika. When it's a taruvis meimimina, so whichever is 51%, so that whatever is less than 50% is bottle. That's called chad betray bottle. An atera chad betray bottle. With the rabbanon, you need shishim. If it's lach balach, you still need shishim. But it's only with the rabbanon. So Aryeh DeBei Eloi has a fantastic chiddush. He says if you have a corporation that's on b'shutfis, not even a corporation, maybe before corporations existed, you have a shutfis, not limited liabilities, nishkin corporation. You have a shutus between a Jew and a goy, and the Jew owns less than 50%, so there's no Baal Yeroi on the Chemtzah Shal Nochri, and the Chomet Shal Yisrael is less than 50%, so he says it is bottled Beroiv, so there's no Baal Yeroi Deraisa, so therefore there's no Chomet Shal Vavar Pesach. Is that correct? So he asks himself, but there's a Gemara in the end of Beitzah, the end of Masechus Beitzah, that Mamayin Aloi bottled. Gemara says, if I have 5 nickels in my hand, and you drop a nickel in, now there are 6 nickels, and nobody remembers which is your nickel, which is my nickel. So can you say, the nickel is batel b'roiv, and I can keep all the 6 nickels? And Gemara says, no, mammon is not batel b'roiv. The din of batel b'roiv applies to Isurim, applies to Tumah. Gemara says, Tumah is batel b'roiv, but mammon is not batel b'roiv. So what are you talking about over here? Let's say there's a company that's on b'shutvis, a bakery that's on b'shutvis by a Jew and a non-Jew. And the Jew owns, let's say, 1/3 of the business, and the non-Jew owns 2/3 of the business. So do you have to be mafrish chala or not? So the Mishnah says it depends. How big an isa do they make? If they make such a big isa, the 1/3 of the isa has a shibuch, you have to be mafrish chala. You don't say it's batel b'roiv. So you see, mammon is not batel b'roiv. So what's he talking about over here? He has a long, convoluted tshuva to explain why he thinks that it's still correct. Despite the fact that the Gemara says mammon is not batel, he thinks that it is batel. Then he quotes, there's also a Tosfos in Tmura, where Tosfos quotes Mareinu Harav, Haramar, Mareinu Harav, that the only time you talk about bitul b'roiv is if the thing was once niker and then it was nisarif. If the thing was never niker, it's a shutz between a Jew and a non-Jew. The Jew owns 1/3 of the business, non-Jew owns 2/3 of the business. Everything is 1/3, 2/3, and when they get their revach, they split it, 1/3, 2/3, and so on. So the Ramar says, quoted by the Tosfos in the end of Tmura to explain the Gemara there, that the only time we talk about Bitul B'roiv is if the thing was once Niker and then it was Nisar. Here it was never Niker, which is the 1/3 that belongs to the Jew, which is the 2/3 that belongs to the non-Jew. So Bitul B'roiv shouldn't apply over here. So he has a long, long tshuva to explain why he thinks that it is bottom. So these are the two tshuvas that many people often rely on. The one is Rabitzele Panavezhe and the Zecha Yitzchak, who thinks that even if you should assume that when you have shares in the corporation, it does belong to you, Rishoncha, we ignore the fact that Dilan Machusa says that the chametz is owned by the dummy corporation. We don't recognize that. So he says, yeah, it's Shalcha b'nei b'shuscha. Since he can't walk in Balabat, we can't do whatever you want. So Shalcha b'nei b'shuscha, so there's no Bal Yerod Deraisa. And the other very questionable kula. Then the other kula that many will rely on is this Ari de Be'ela, which is very, very questionable, that if the Jew owned less than 50%, and it's all the same thing, it's all mimiminus. And mimiminus, you only need shisha midirabbanan, if it's lach balach, minatar, it's batal chad betray. We say that chomet shavala pesla is batal chad betray. Very question. Okay, wish everybody a good Yom Tov.